This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Our base performance, like our underlying stats, equated with a 90-win team last year. We happened to win 84, so it's probably not, you know, not that unusual that they predict us to win more than 84, but hopefully we'll prove them wrong and win a lot more than 85.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Cole Wright. He joins us on the El Pamani Ford Hotline. El Pamani Ford in Melrose Park, and Cole will be working with Marquee Sports, the Cubs' new network, and he'll be in Arizona very shortly. Cole, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Cole.
I'm doing well. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. So tell us about the Marquee Network. How close are things? We know it's right around the corner. I believe, another 10 days, 12 days, something like that. You guys will be up and running, and I'm sure you've gotten a chance to take a look at everything. I know you grew up here, so it's a return home for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, what do we have coming up? Like, you know, right around the corner, you know, the 22nd of February, that's going to be our launch day. And that's going to be the day, you know, we're unveiled to the world. And, you know, I can't wait. It's going to be, you know, the first spring training game. You know, we're going to be down there. Taylor McGregor, she's a reporter. She's going to be entrenched down there with the Cubs in Arizona. And I'll be there on Sunday. Down there for about a week and change, just getting to know some of the guys. And, you know, we're also going to roll out an Ernie Banks documentary on the first day, on the 22nd. So, I mean, what better way to introduce the network to not just Chicagoland, but just to the world, not only with a preseason game, but with also an Ernie Banks documentary. It doesn't get much better than Ernie Banks when we're talking Cubs baseball.
Cole, like a lot of people in our audience, I know you from the NFL Network, watching your fine work over the years. But I listened to your interview over the weekend with Bruce and Matt Spiegel, and got a kick out of hearing you reminisce just about how this is coming home for you and how you ended up becoming part of the Marquee Sports Network and how you used to wait tables at Bandera. Was that the case?
It's funny because, you know, I was right around the corner from the NBC tower, and, you know, all the people from NBC would come in to eat, you know, whether it was Marion Brooks or Allison Rosati or Art Norman, they would come in, and I'd always ask the host, like, make sure you put them at my table. And I'd try to, you know, try to hustle a little bit and try to drop off a tape or whatever. You know, back in the day, it was actually a tape or a DVD. But yeah, it is a homecoming. You know, to be able to, you know, drive down the same street where I used to get out of, and I used to smell like rotisserie chicken, and now, you know, it's a different scenario. It's a little humbling, so it's pretty fun.
And you played baseball too as a kid growing up, right?
A little bit, yeah. You know, I played out of Waubonsie Valley High School, and then I played a little bit in college and a little bit afterwards. And, you know, I was able to work, you know, work in Boston for the Red Sox. And also, you know, I was just most recently out in Los Angeles. Not only was I at NFL Network, but I worked, you know, on the side for the Dodgers as well for Spectrum Sportsnet LA. So, you know, just the baseball aspect of being able to get back to that, you know, that's a homecoming in and of itself.
So, Cole, you know Chicago well, and you know the Cubs organization, and you know how important it is, you know, when people are on the air talking about the Cubs, the institutional knowledge. And how far back do you go with Cubs baseball, and how much do you think that will be an asset for you?
I like to think I go a little bit further back than most. You know, that's one of the things, you know, I've always been, you know, a fan of baseball history. You know, watching, you know, Ken Burns baseball didn't seem to just be enough. I also have the gigantic coffee table book, which I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, but there is the actual, you know, the 10-inning frame in an actual book form. So I have them on DVD, I have them on VHS, and I also have it in book form. So, you know, I'm just kind of a baseball history junkie. You know, anytime there's a documentary, whether it's Fastball on Netflix, I don't know if you guys have seen that one before, or the Ted Williams doc, you know, I feel like I just can't get enough when it comes to baseball history, and it's so fascinating to me, and to see that this game has been going on for so long. And when they put the initial dimensions and measurements in. Someone said, hey, how about we make the mound 57 feet? They said, no, 60 feet, 6 inches. It will be perfect for the rest of time. 90 feet, no deviations. That's what we're going to have it. And I mean, how perfect were those dimensions when they were laid out over 150 years ago?
So help us out. From the Cub convention, all of the former players, a list of guys that are going to be working with you, coming on, doing stuff. And now Mark Grace has been added to the mix. So it's another guy. It's going to be a lot of fun for Cub fans to see Gracie.
Absolutely. I mean, a guy who was just an institution during the 90s. I mean, more hits than anybody in the 90s. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's number two in doubles. So to have a guy of his pedigree that is so near and dear to the Cubs fans' hearts and their viewing tendencies, it's going to be great to have him. I mean, it'll be great just to, just be able to pick his brain and talk, old school 80s, 90s Cubs baseball. I mean, what was Andre Dawson like? How was it like playing with Lee Smith? Or, just things like that. Ryan Sandberg, give me the book on him. So he's just going to be able to enlighten us on so many more things than just the here and now.
Are you going to be able to meet Andre Dawson? Because wasn't he your favorite player, Cole?
He was. I hope I get to meet him. I mean, I know he's running a booming mortuary business down in Florida, so if we get time to step away from
that. Well, not that way, but yeah. You're a young man.
So the unique thing about Marquee, Cole, is that the studio is right there, a long foul ball away from Wrigley Field, and the access that everybody keeps talking about. How do you think that will translate? How do you think on a given Cubs Cardinals day or a day game or whatever that will result in having the viewer being able to have that kind of access and benefit from it?
Well, the access is going to be second to none. I mean, we're going to have there's going to be the cameras in the dirt. When Javi's playing, playing shortstop and he's taking warm-ups in pregame, they're going to have, microphones in the gloves. So when guys are playing catch, you can, get up close and personal with those conversations. And I just feel like, us also being a stone's throw away is going to put us right there in the mix. Whether or not the guys, see us in the parking lot and when they're going in the back of the stadium, I just think the visibility just makes things that much better and that much more different than the other networks that are attached to a team.
What the attraction of coming here, was it coming home? Was it being involved with the Cubs? Was it a chance to try something different? What the game? What was it that really drew you to it?
So I'd say yes, yes, and yes. So being able to get back to just doing full time baseball. I mean, anytime you get to talk about just one singular sport, that's a luxury in and of itself. Being able to talk just NFL, you don't have to, as opposed to when I work at ESPN, you go in there, okay, there's the World Cup's going on, you have basketball, and this, that, and the other. There's so many different things that you have to delegate your attention to, as opposed to, when you talk about football, it's just football. For me to come back and talk just about the Cubs and to be able to come back home and to be able to help start something that's going to be extremely special. I mean, that's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I couldn't pass that up, and thankfully I didn't.
Cole, just curious, I mean, when you talk about you've been at the NFL Network for a long time, and in Chicago, you're familiar with this. Controversy is sort of the fuel of sports talk radio, and when you talk about like today, we've spent a lot of time discussing Joe Maddon and Theo Epstein and the philosophical differences that both men denied last year, but now we're coming to the forefront. Is that a story? Is that a kind of thing that you'll try to resist at the Marquee Sports Network, or try to not embrace, but address in a way that is professional?
Well, absolutely. Everything needs to be addressed professionally, and I feel like if there's news to report, that's what we're here for. We're going to bring you all the games. We're also going to report the news, but we're not going to dwell on things. I mean, that wouldn't be good for anybody involved. I mean, this franchise or another franchise, I think that's what most of them do, and that's the idea. We want to, if there's news to be told or there's news to be broken, you're going to come here and we're going to have it for you. But like I said, dwelling on something that's in the past and basically a non-factor moving forward, I mean, why would we do that? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense here. It doesn't really make sense in a whole bunch of other places either.
Cole, just curious, people come up to you, people know what your job is, people call you, they want to know about Comcast? Is that what they're asking? Because that seems to be the case here.
You know, I haven't heard a whole bunch about it, but, you know, I've been back and forth. But, you know, all the people here at Marquee, I mean, they're on top of things. And I know that, you know, the higher ups and the people that are above my pay grade, I know that they're working diligently. And I know that, you know, more times than not, things get worked out. And that's more than likely what's going to happen. But, you know, you have to wait. And that's just where we're at right now. But for all the people that will have Marquee, I mean, I think they're going to be in for a treat. I think, well, you know, once we do hit the air on February 22nd, like I said, the Ernie Banks documentary, I mean, how much better will it get? And you follow that up with a preseason game, and just like that, boom, the 2020 baseball season is back.
Cole, how good is the team that you will be covering?
They're going to be a lot better, I think, than some of those player empirical comparison and optimization test algorithms state. I mean, I've never seen a team win a half a game before. It's unbelievable. 4.5 wins, and I mean, a 51.5 percent chance to make the postseason. I mean, who knows if that half comes to fruition? You know, anything's possible. But you know, I think they're going to be a lot better than that, because I mean, when you look at some of these algorithms, you know, they take potential into the equation. And I mean, what do they always say? You can't measure a guy's heart. And I mean, how much can you really measure a guy's potential? I mean, who knows if this will be the year or not when things slow down for an individual player? Because we've seen that in the past. We'll see it in the future. The game of baseball, it's quick. But when it slows down for a guy, that's when things start to make sense. And we have no gauge on that. We don't really know when he's going to mature, or whoever that player is, when they're going to become that pitcher that they've envisioned themselves being, or that hitter that can go the other way with two strikes, that they weren't able to do that in years past. So I don't really put a whole bunch of stock into a lot of the numbers, but they're there, and they're there as, I would like to say, numbers are seasoning. If the game of baseball is an entree, it's your full course meal, the numbers are seasoning. They're good. You can put too much seasoning on, and it can ruin your whole meal. Not enough seasoning, and you know it's not what you came to the restaurant for. So I mean, I think they need to be used sparingly, but in the right places at the right time. And we'll see. I think this team has a lot of potential.
Cole, thanks a ton. Great catching up to you. Really appreciate you jumping on, and we're really looking forward to the launch.
Thanks, Cole. Welcome back.
So thanks, Mike and David. Appreciate it, guys.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.